This goes to Amy Painter, N like November, P like practice. Fax 517-321-7509. Regarding Carol Conrad, C-O-N-R-A-D, date of birth 2/20/1945. Dear Miss Painter, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Conrad with proteinuria, hypertension, and rheumatoid arthritis. Her last visit was October 14th of 2024. She has gained 9 pounds over the last 6 months. She did have a laminectomy since her last visit, and now she's having some low back pain, especially after she's been laying down to sleep at night. And that pain seems to radiate into both legs. She did look that up on Google and found something called post-laminectomy syndrome, which describes her symptoms quite well. So she plans to ask the neurosurgeon about if that is a possibility, that that's what's happening. The Ann Arbor Neurosurgery Department recommended that she start using ibuprofen-type medications, which we don't recommend when they have chronic kidney disease, and also when they're on any ACE inhibitors or ARBs, if they're on any of those. And this patient is not on them, so there would not be the interaction. But Tylenol really hasn't been helping her for pain, she states. After surgery, she was discharged with a muscle relaxer and a few tramadols. And those did seem to help the pain without causing any side effects, no nausea or vomiting, and no confusion or disorientation, and no dizziness. So she's questioning whether she could use something like that until the post-laminectomy syndrome pain is better. So she'll be talking with you about that at her next visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No bowel changes, no bleeding. And she does have no edema in the left lower extremity, but the right ankle is erythematous and edematous, and that looks like more of a flare-up of her rheumatoid arthritis currently. Medications. I want to highlight metoprolol, 100 milligram daily. She's also on methotrexate and Orencia every 4 weeks. And for pain, she's been using gabapentin, 100 milligram 3 times a day, as well as Tylenol, 1,500 milligram in the morning and 1,000 milligrams in the evening, which is probably slightly above the, she should probably have 2,000 milligrams a day. It's still acceptable to have 2,500 though. Also folic acid and muscle relaxer too. Physical exam, weight 190 pounds, pulse is 66, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 120 over 80, neck is supple, no jugular venous distension, lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion, heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop, abdomen obese, non-tender, no ascites, and the right ankle is edematous, non-pitting, and erythematous. Left ankle and foot, there's no edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 7th of 2025, and creatinine was markedly improved at 0.8. Estimated GFR was 74. The protein to creatinine ratio is unmeasurable in the urine. Electrolytes are normal. Her intact parathyroid hormone is 59.3, also normal. Phosphorus is 3.8. Calcium is 9.3. And albumin is 4.0. Hemoglobin is 11.2 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. Hypertension with history of stage 3A chronic kidney disease and currently improved creatinine levels. 2, history of proteinuria, currently none. And rheumatoid arthritis. We would hope she does not use oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory medications for her pain. If she needs something temporarily till some of the back pain, post-surgical back pain improves, a small amount of tramadol is one of the safer options for this patient. Causes less cognitive problems and is much less addictive potential than regular narcotic analgesia. It's just such a different mechanism of action. So it may be worth a try. And if that's something that's not possible to get in the primary care clinic, possibly a referral to a pain clinic that they could, so that they could prescribe that and manage this post-laminectomy pain. And she will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, and we'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.